performance overview, which is paper C and paper D.
Yep. Very quick in terms of paper C. This is the asset, the funds investment assets as at the 31st of December. £655 million in assets under management. The changes that have happened in the quarter have been in relation to the rebalancing activity that we undertook, where we took £55 million out of our global equity portfolio and switched it within the growth category into UK equities and diversified growth. And in all instances, the revised asset allocation has grown over the quarter subsequent to the switch, so that's a positive. And also there is a switch between the diversified growth fund and the first columns on C1 for diversified growth are the wrong way around, so apologies. The first one should be Baillie Gifford diversified growth, because that's where we were at the start of the quarter, and at the end of the quarter we were in the Access diversified growth fund. So basically we've rebalanced the portfolio, cashing in our chips with global equities and banking some of those wins, and transitioned into Access for the diversified growth fund. We are now 51.7% of our assets under management within the pool, which is very good considering at the 31st of March we were zero. Nothing further to say on the performance as such. What we provided with you with as paper D was Hyman's market overview of what's happened in the investment markets in the last quarter. And I'll hand over to Emma to say a few words there, and also to give a bit of an overview of what Majedi have done in advance of Majedi coming into the room shortly.
Yeah, so we won't go into too much detail about happened in markets. I assume Majedi will also do that with you, and I don't necessarily need to read to you what's in front of you. But property, diversified growth and equities were modestly positive over the quarter, and that was for a few reasons. There was positive progress with US trade tensions, and they signed a trade deal that reduced some tariffs in December that boosted global markets. The Federal Reserve in the US and the European Central Bank cut interest rates, and the European Central Bank announced restarting quantitative easing. This is supportive for companies and therefore economic growth. This was marginally offset by a negative return on bond assets, and that's because when things are going well, people move away from the safe assets and into more risky assets, so the price of that falls because the demand isn't there. The December election was modestly positive for UK growth, but Brexit still weighs heavily on future outcomes just due to uncertainty. But the election in December was positive for UK stocks, and I'm sure Majedi will go into that in much more detail than me. In terms of Majedi, they are an independent boutique investment manager. They don't run a lot of funds, but their flagship UK equity fund with £7 billion under management is the fund that you are invested in. And just a reminder, the structure of this portfolio is that there's four sub-funds, each headed up by a different manager, and they each focus on different parts of the UK market, and that combines into one to get the strategy that you're in. Long-term performance of the fund since inception in 2002 or 2003 has been very good. They beat their target and benchmark. However, since the decision to leave the EU, the medium-term performance has suffered, and they have failed to meet their performance target objective. While still being ahead since inception, it fell back in the last few years. And that's for a number of reasons, but it's important to note that the investment style of this mandate is a contrarian one. That being, they like to buy assets when they're low, assuming that markets have overreacted, prices are lower than what they're actually worth, and sell when markets are overpricing the assets. And that type of investment strategy can go in and out of favour for a number of years. So while they have underperformed in recent times, the assets that they hold tend to be very depressed in value and still are because of ongoing political uncertainty. It could still stand to do very well if some normality resumes and these assets grow in value. So whilst medium-term performance hasn't been great compared to the benchmark, it's important to remember their investment style, and they buy when things are low and sell when things are high. So whilst it may look slightly alarming, it's not been much cause for concern from our perspective because they're doing what they're meant to do, and these strategies can go in and out of favour for a long period of time. The original four portfolio managers that heads up, three of them are still there, one of them is retired and one is now the CEO, so you've had really good stability in terms of the higher level team. There have been a number of manager switches underneath the four main guys, one of which you'll meet today is in Lansifar. We see this as a very positive hire. He has over 20 years experience in UK equities with BlackRock, and we think that they managed to fill the retiree position very well and it's strengthened the team. So from a ratings perspective, we still rate this one as preferred, which is our top rating for an asset manager.
I will just go and check, but just in advance of Majedi coming into the room, I've provided you with paper E, which is the quarterly report that comes through from Majedi, which we get quarterly report from each of our fund managers. It provides, there's a lot of information in this report, and I apologise for sending it through, but I think it's really important that you see the background effectively. From reading the documentation in here, you can see that the background to their convictions on why they invest what they invest in, the reasons for their holdings. It also talks about their voting and their engagement. So again, where we've delegated our ESG requirements to the fund managers, you can see what they're doing on our behalf and whether they are fulfilling what we are asking them to do effectively. I did suggest that, I mean, we have spoken a lot about fossil fuels today, and you will note on pages on E9, two of their largest transactions were purchases of BP and Royal Dutch Shell, and on page E10, their two largest holdings are BP and Royal Dutch Shell. So you may want to ask a question of them in that respect. I'm not pushing you to, but you might want to. But they will come in and they'll tell you what they're doing and why they're doing it, and this is your chance to challenge. I'm just going to go and see if they're here.